إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، as you know, I'm in Kuwait and we've been praying Tarawih behind Sheikh Mishari Rashid Al-Afasi, Hafizahullah, and that's the most beautiful experience of to be able to do that. Now, about 2 days ago, I said to our hosts that I wanted to also meet Sheikh Rashid. So the Ministry of Awqaf, who are in charge of the Masajid, their representative 2 days ago took me right in front to the first saf, and I prayed Isha and Taraweeh and Witr directly behind Sheikh Mishari Rashid Al-Afasi. And then after that we met him behind the member where the Imam sits. But the strange thing which happened was that when I was praying in the first saf, I realized as soon as the salah started that there was a camera which I think was probably live broadcast of the Taraweeh, of the Salah, on national television. So that camera was right in front. And also there was, and they do this, I don't know why they do this, it's a very distracting thing, but anyway, there was this camera guy who was walking around snapping pictures. Now, because I was directly behind Sheikh Rashid, obviously I was also in the, I'm assuming that I was also in the picture of this camera. But what happened with me was throughout the Salat, I was extremely conscious of my Salah, of how I was standing. I was hoping that, you know, my nose wouldn't scratch or something, so I didn't have to scratch my nose, and mercifully didn't scratch. I was very conscious of not looking up into the camera, of looking down at the place of sujood, and so on. So I was standing there, the absolute perfect picture of the pious musalli. But the thought in my mind was that I'm doing all of this so that I don't get caught out on the camera. And if I make some kind of a mistake or I do something, then the camera will record it. And the thought in my mind was that subhanAllah, may Allah forgive me, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me this consciousness with regard to the fact that in every single salah, I am not standing in front of a camera, I am standing in front of my Rabb. And every single action of that I do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu himself is seeing it. But during that time, is my level of consciousness about myself, is it the same as it was when I was standing in front of that camera? And throughout the Salat, that was the thought that was in my mind. And of course, the next day I made sure I didn't go and pray in the first saf. It was just simply too distracting. But I'm saying that this whole issue of khushu in Salah is simply this. It is to pray as if you are standing in front of a camera, which is a live broadcast, which the whole world will see. So whatever you do, if you're playing with your beard or your ghotra or your hijab or whatever, or scratching or moving, every single thing is being seen and it is being recorded. To have this consciousness, not because of a camera, but because we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think seriously the hadith of Hadith Jibreel, the part about Al-Ihsan, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. To Ihsan is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we can see him, and though we can, and if you cannot see him, you know that he is seeing you. I think that meaning of that hadith really sank into me and my consciousness 2 days ago when I was standing in that saf, in the first saf praying with this TV camera and this other guy photographing, walking up and down front. And that's the essence of this, to say, to have that level of consciousness and concern for praying properly and for ensuring that we do not do anything which is not permitted, but to have that consciousness always in every salah. And that was the I was very happy to meet Sheikh Rashid and all that. But I think this is the key takeaway for me on that day, to say that how can I bring my salah to a level where every salah of mine is of a level where I am conscious of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And the fact of standing before this camera did that for me. I want to share that with you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to pray as it is His right that He should be worshipped. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our faults and to ignore the deficiencies in our salah, and to complete this salah and to take it after making it worthy of going into His presence. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.